A few weeks ago, I went to the movies to see the new Steve McQueen film, Widows. It's about three women who are drawn together when their criminal husbands are killed in a heist gone wrong. Maybe you saw the movie too, but did you know that that film was based on a book, which was in turn inspired by a TV show, also called Widows, which dates all the way back to the 1980s. Widows is the creation of crime author, screenwriter, and former actress Linda LaPlante. You might also know her for her Prime Suspect books and the TV series that starred Helen Mirren as Jane Tennyson. In Linda's latest novel, Widow's Revenge, she revisits characters that she first created in Widows more than 35 years ago. Linda LaPlante, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So you've seen the film of Widows. This is an American adaptation of a story you created a very long time ago. What did you make of the film?
Well, I worked quite closely with Steve McQueen on the script and gave notes. So I was very aware of it. And they gave me a private showing in London at Fox, the whole cinema to myself. It was quite freaky, really. because of being close to Steve McQueen and talking things through with him, I kind of knew what to expect from the women, but not the whole political area. And the violence was, it took me back a bit. But at the heart of it, really, were the women, the same women.
That you created. Now, actually, Linda, you started your career as an actress in the UK. What inspired you to actually start TV writing in the first place?
The lack of parts, I think, for myself, really. You know, you get to a point in life as an actress, and if you haven't made it big time, every script you get offered is covered in other people's fingerprints. And it gets quite tedious, for me it did anyway, because I would be doing classics all around the country in various reps. So, you know, I'd be doing Ibsen, I'd be playing Hedda Gabler, I could do Shakespeare, Chekhov, Strindberg. Then you get to London and you go for an interview for a TV part and they say, well, what have you been doing? So you say, well, I was Cordelia last week in King Lear. Oh, well, we didn't see that. And eventually I began to realise that they'd got a note in front of them, Linda, you know, 5'2", short, rather plain looking, bright red hair, prostitute. And that's, I was offered every prostitute in every crime show you can think of. And it was very tedious, really. I kept playing the same part. And I didn't realise how many times I'd played a prostitute or a girl of the streets or a woman of the night until Melvin Bragg or Lord Bragg did a documentary on me and pieced them all together. And it was quite shocking. You know, I fell out of cars. Hello, love, come in my way. And it was extraordinary. But that was the point when I wrote Widows, or the treatment for a series called Widows.
About these four strong women, you know, who are going to star in this show. The main character was Dolly Rawlins. What made her the kind of character that you wanted to write?
Because I found her. You know, I knew I had to keep these women very separate. I actually called one Linda because I was determined to have one leading role. But the more I researched, the more I found the fascination in the East End women and the women connected to criminals. I went into the prisons. I went into every possible area to find these East End women and make them believable. You know, I hadn't ever seen anything like the women that I was meeting. And when eventually it was written, it was extraordinary when the actress Anne Mitchell came in for the auditions. And she immediately said, this is my part. I've worked all my life for this part and you can't give it to anybody else. She was so strong, so tough. And after she'd left, I said to the director, what do you think? And he said, she frightened the pants off me. So I said, well, there's Dolly Rawlins for you. And she was. She knew the East End women. She actually knew women like Dolly Rawlins. And I think she gave one of the most remarkable performances I've ever seen on TV.
So Widows, it started life as a TV series. It was hugely popular, but then in 1983, you write it into a novel. Why make that transition?
Probably because I was asked to, you know, something like that. And now coming out with the second book, Widow's Revenge, I was told the most extraordinary thing. From, it's a Chinese, I think, and the quote is, "If you go for revenge, dig two graves." And it's very frightening because Widow's Revenge is about a woman who was betrayed, Dolly Rawlins, to such an extent. And she's going to find the man who betrayed her. Now, is he going to kill her or is she going to kill him? It's very emotionally driven. And I love it because, yet again, I'm writing for a very strong woman, but one who has been so painfully hurt and so destroyed. I mean, this was a woman who adored her husband. She worshipped him. And yes, he was a criminal. She knew he was a criminal. But she'd lost three babies. And any woman that's ever had a stillborn baby will know the agony of that and her desire for children. She just, and he gave her a little puppy, a little poodle, to say, "Don't try anymore, it's over, forget it." And this little dog and her, you know, obsession with her husband. And then, I'm not saying she didn't know what he was doing. I don't think she ever realized the depth of his criminality. And he kisses her goodbye one morning and leaves. And the next minute, there's a knock on the door. It's the police. Your husband's dead. The grief from her was not natural. It was obsessive. She wanted to keep him alive. And when she found that he had ledgers, notebooks, if you worked for Harry Rawlins, her husband, he had your name, he had your child's name, your brothers, your sisters. Nobody ever worked for him and betrayed him. Nobody could, because he'd kill you. And she was then in possession of a very valuable document or ledgers, the diaries of Harry. And the criminals wanted them, the police wanted them, and suddenly she wanted, because also there was details for another robbery. And, you know, the madness was that she kept him inside her and was able to do a robbery. So the betrayal and came.
That's what happens in the first book, and then you were talking about the second book there too. It's a hard story to talk about, Linda, because there's spoilers that I don't want to give away. It's very difficult, especially with the movie just out. But look, you know, you're talking about Dolly with such passion there, and she is this strong woman, and she makes me think of you because you're a tough woman, Linda. You were writing this TV series in the 80s in what must have been a very male-dominated industry at the time. What was it like for you working in the TV industry and creating these awesome, tough female roles at the time?
At that part of, you know, writing Widows and writing Prime Suspect, I never really came across very much discrimination towards me. Not until I became a producer and produced everything that I wrote, then I found problems that sometimes, you know, I was the only female in an edit suite. And I can remember one incident where they referred to me as she. I learnt very early not to kind of have a go at anybody. And whether I'd learnt that was a good thing, but I learnt to keep control. But and this incident, and this is the only one that I really, really remember, was I think there were about five or six men in the room, edit suite, and we were editing a show. And I said, "Oh, hang on a second. I think the bell is coming too late on the church when you film across the church. And then I heard, she thinks the bell is not on time. Oh, well, what does she want? As if I wasn't in the room. And it was, it went on for some time before I very quietly said, the bell is in the wrong time. It needs to ring exactly when you pass the tower. And don't you all forget, I am the person in this room employing you all. Right. And my name is Linda, not she, not her. And it went icy cold. But I did it. And that was the first time I really felt that pressure on me. And I learned to deal with it. But it was hard. Very hard. I didn't have that sexual thing ever. I don't, probably nobody fancied me, I don't know, but nobody tried it on with me. But I think if that had happened, that might have been an uppercut.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Linda. Look, you talking about being tough in that edit suite kind of makes me think of your character, Jane Tennyson, from the Prime Suspect series, because she is this senior police officer who is, again, fighting discrimination and people talking down to her in her workplace. Were you exploring those ideas when you were writing that character?
Totally, because I had that character beside me. I had a detective chief inspector, and her name was Jackie Moulton. And she led me by the hand. She put me into the incident rooms. She put me in the, to made me sit through an autopsy. And I listened to her. And she just used to say, pay attention. Don't ask questions. Just sit and watch and listen. And I watched her at work. And I watched the way she dealt with the men. Now, she'd had incredible discrimination against her because of her rank. But she had come up from uniform, plain clothes, into homicide. And as a high-ranking detective, you know, when the shout came, when there was a big case on, and they said, right, everybody out, as her high rank, she should have got into the seat beside the driver. But the men didn't like it. And twice they trapped her hand in the door to make her sit in the back, because they didn't approve of a female officer in the front seat with the driver. I mean, petty, stupid things, like they would put fingerprint ink around the toilet because she'd insisted that there was a ladies' toilet. And, you know, you'd sit on it and come around with a big black ring around your legs. So she'd been through it all. And I watched her. And little things she used to say to me, you notice I never fold my arms. It's a show of weakness. And she was constantly aware of having to prove herself as an equal. And that I was able to put into the script because she was there and she monitored every page. And then when Helen came to be cast as Jane Tennyson, I was able to pass it on to her. And it was extraordinary.
Linda LaPlante, we were talking earlier about Widows, the TV series and book you wrote in the 80s. You've actually, as you said earlier, revisited this story and you've written a sequel, Widows Revenge, a lot later, about 35 years later. What made you want to return to this story all this time later?
Truthfully, because the success of Widows movie and the success of the novel, Widows, just everybody kept saying, we want more. More, please give us more. What happens next? And so that's why Widow's Revenge. And I love it. It's really and truthfully for me developing all the women. Some of it's very funny. Some of it is very tragic. And like I said earlier, you know, revenge, dig two graves. There, do it. If you have that emotion to seek revenge, you will pay a penalty.
And for this, you had to go back to the 80s when this story was set. And I love, you know, the women are wearing these fabulous silk gowns with big shoulder pads. What was it like for you to get your mindset, and how did you get your mindset back into the 80s?
It was quite easy, really, because I was there, you know, myself. So it was quite easy. It's you know, the women really talk by themselves eventually. When you get to know them so well, and I was able to go back to the originals. Marvellous woman who was actually married to a bank robber. and she worked on a market stall. And she was, when I first met her, somebody said to me, whispered, "You should talk to her. Her husband's banged up in prison for murder, bank robbery." And so I thought, ooh. So I went over to her and I said, "Excuse me, my name is Linda and I'm writing a TV series." And she told me to F off.
Wow.
And she constantly told me to F off. And she was big woman. She was wearing this heavy, thick coat, fur-lined boots, a woolly hat and mittens with the fingers cut out. And she used to bellow from her stall, "Come on, darlings, lovely heartache. Come on, lovely tomatoes, potatoes, come on." And when she eventually came over to me and she said, "Do you want a cup of tea?" It was the voice, that flat tone. And when I went to her flat on a high-rise council estate, I couldn't believe the woman that opened the front door to me. She was very elegant. Beautiful hair, makeup, high stacked heels. And she said, "You don't recognise me, do you, darling?" And she was two people, really. And through her, I was able to meet and talk to her husband. So he became Harry Rawlins. And so after Widows was aired, I went to see her. And she was quite shy, really. She wouldn't look at me. And I thought, oh, she hated it. And she put four apples in a brown paper bag, wrapped it up. You know when they tweak the sides of the bag? And she passed them over to me and she said, "You got it right, darling."
Well, congratulations, Linda, on getting it right.
Thank you. It's been
such a pleasure to meet you today.
Thank you very much.
Linda LaPlante's latest book is Widow's Revenge. It's published here by Allen & Unwin. And this is The Book Show. I'm Claire Nichols.